Five, four, three, two, one.
What's the situation, Captain?
This is Situation Fluxus, a weekly one-hour program focused on jazz and improvised music, news, radio, conversations, and more. Thank you for tuning in to Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay. Let us dig into the headlines. Festivals in July are go. The Montreal Jazz Festival begins today and runs through July 9th in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. For more information, montrealjazzfest.com. On July 29th and 30th, the Ellensburg Music Festival in Ellensburg, Washington. For more information, jazzinthevalley.com. The 2022 Litchfield Jazz Festival will be held July 29th through the 31st in Washington, Connecticut. For more information, litchfieldjazzfest.com. The Blue Note Jazz Festival in Napa Valley, California runs July 29th through the 31st. For more information, bluenotejazzfestival.com. The NYU Steinhardt Summer Jazz Improvisation and Composers Workshop in New York City is scheduled July 11th through the 22nd. The workshop offers daily cutting-edge masterclasses, ensembles, and seminars that provide a wide range of opportunities tailored to the needs of intermediate and advanced students. For more information, steinhardt.nyu.edu. Performing tonight, Thursday, June 30th at 7:30 p.m., as part of the Wayward Music Series inside the Chapel Performance Space at the Good Shepherd Center in Seattle, Washington, experimental percussionist Aaron Butler, presenting a concert of premieres for resonant metal instruments and electronics. For more information, waywardmusic.org. Performing this evening at Elastic in Chicago, Illinois, two groups, the trio of tenor saxophonist Garrett Hatcher, guitarist Peter Manu, and drummer Julian Kirshner, and the quartet of saxophonist Ed Wilkerson, pianist Mabel Kwan, bassist Jason Rupke, and drummer Marcus Evans. And on Saturday, July 2nd, the Barrow Duo, with bassist and composer Andrew Harlan and sound artist Victoria Ann Salinas. For more information, elasticarts.org. This Friday and Saturday night, July 1st and 2nd at the Jazz Forum in Tarrytown, New York, bassist Nilsson Mata and the Brazilian Voyage for two sets. And on Sunday, July 3rd for two sets, pianist Sarah Jane Sion and her trio. For more information, jazzforumarts.org. Trumpeter Charlie Sepulveda and The Turnaround, with special guest trombonist Steve Turay, appear at Dizzy's Jazz Club in New York City on Friday, July 1st through Sunday, July 3rd. For more information, 2022.jazz.org. Juno award-winning pianist and bandleader Andy Milne and his trio Unison continue their album tour, The Remission, at Portland, Oregon's The 1905 on July 5th. Mr. Musichead Gallery in Los Angeles, California on July 6th. Athenaeum Music and Arts Library in San Diego, California on July 7th, and SF Jazz in San Francisco, California on July 8th. The tour concludes in New York City on July 11th at Dizzy's Jazz Club. The tour has been made possible by the support of Jazz Road, a national initiative of South Arts. For more information, andymilne.com. Guitarist Dave Stryker and his trio are on tour with Steely Dan, part of its Earth After Hours tour. They perform in Mansfield, Massachusetts on Saturday, July 2nd, and at Bethel Woods, New York on Sunday, July 3rd. Stryker will also be at Birdland in New York City next week, July 5th through the 9th, with a quartet and a string quartet. Stryker's new release is As We Are on Strike Zone Records. For more information, DaveStryker.com. Jazz Sundays at the Falcon in Marlborough, New York. This Sunday, July 3rd at 7 p.m., vocalist Becca Stevens and the Secret Trio. For more information, liveatthefalcon.com. And now for new releases. Coming out tomorrow, Friday, July 1st, composer and bass clarinetist Todd Marcus and his jazz orchestra's In the Valley on Stryker, and pianist Kate Wyatt's self-release Artifact. Other new releases out now. Saxophonist Charles Lloyd's first from the 3-series trio release Chapel on Blue Note, and guitarist Randy Roos, bassist Mike Rossi, and drummer Tim Gilmore's Hall of Mirrors on Spice Rack. All news items have been gathered from various media sources. For the latest updates, contact the source, venue, or business. Remember, I'm just the messenger. We'll start off today's show with music.
Here we are at last. It's like a dream, the two of us, a perfect team. Isn't it a pity we never, never met before? Thank you. imagine all the years we wasted. Fishing for salmon, losing at backgammon. What joys untasted. My nights were sour, spent with Schopenhauer. Let's forget the past and just agree that I'm for you and you're for me. And it's such a pity we never, never met before. It's an awful pity we never met before. I told him to wait for a while to see if the love felt in his heart still grew for me. He stopped and pulled me close, whispering that he knows from his head to his toes he was meant for me. But I said, not here, not now. How could he be so quick to forget his place? He promised her much the same in her embrace. Seems he forgot his vow, holding me oh so tight that it seemed almost right to be free somehow. But I said, not here, not now. Not here, not now. It cannot be. You are not free. I asked the heavens up above, why me? Why won't you listen to my plea? How can it torture me like this? I can't stop dreaming of his kiss. I think about him night and day. My secret prayer, he'll come to stay. What if I hadn't turned away? Then he might be here still today.
Thank you.
did, I'd whistle a little tune. I don't think you're handsome, 'cause if I really did, I'd whistle a little tune. All too soon, a little tune could give my heart away. Just a simple melody, the jig will be up, call it a day. I don't really love you, 'cause if I really did, I'd whistle a little tune. I'd whistle a little tune for you.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Different types wear a day coat, pants with stripes, and cutaway coat, perfect fits. Putting on a Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Super duper, come let's mix where Rockefellers walk and sticks or umbrellas in their midst. Putting on a Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Super duper, come let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks, umbrellas in their midst. Putting on a Ritz. Putting on a Ritz. Putting on a Ritz. Putting on a Ritz.
Change that melody.
From vocalist Ella Fitzgerald, a new 15-song release on Verve Yumi Records titled Ella at the Hollywood Bowl, the Irving Berlin Songbook. From the press release, on August 16, 1958, just a few months after Ella Fitzgerald recorded her now classic album, Ella Fitzgerald Sings the Irving Berlin Songbook, the First Lady of Song performed selections from that album live at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles, California. This landmark record, discovered in the private collection of producer and Verve Records founder Norman Granz, marks the first time a live songbook has been released from Ella. Although she performed regularly at the Hollywood Bowl, this is the first full-length concert by Ella from this iconic venue to be released. Before that, from vocalist Leah Booth, we heard Whistle a Little Tune from the release Life Can Be Beautiful on Meta Jacks Records. From British Columbia, Canada-based vocalist Angela Verbrugge, a vocalist influenced by traditional jazz, the swing era, vintage musicals, and bebop. Her new self-release is Love for Connoisseurs. We heard her composition Not Here, Not Now. Born on June 30, 1931, pianist, composer, and educator Andrew Hill. We listened to Relativity from the release Nefertiti. It was originally produced by East Wind Music in 1976 and then released on Inner City Records in 1979. And we began the set with a new release from multiple Grammy-nominated vocalist Tierney Sutton. Paris Sessions 2 was produced by Sutton, and we heard Isn't It a Pity? You're listening to Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay. Please send your comments, quips, and anecdotes, as well as feedback to thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com, info@wgxc.org, feedback@wgxc.org, or leave a 3-minute message at area code 518-291-WGXC. Our website is wgxc.org.
How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
My interview is with vocalist Shiri Zorn and guitarist George Muscatello. On June 10th, they, along with percussionist Maurizio Zottarelli, released Into Another Land. So I want to thank you both for joining me here on Situation Fluxus. What I've read is that after 10 years of performing together, you and George have released Into Another Land. What I didn't read is if you've released any other recordings, either under your own names or with someone else. Do they exist?
There's one that isn't on any platforms at this point, but we did one maybe 5 years ago. It's called This Lives Here, but at this point, it's just on a physical copy. So there's nowhere to really hear it, I guess.
So it's just these rumors that there's a recording out there.
It was out there. It was on a bunch of streaming things, but it might as well have just been a rumor. So it's.
But you do have your first one that you released.
But just together, we're talking
right,
about.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Of the 8 tunes that you chose for the release, 2 were written by you two, Witch Touch and I Wasn't Ready. In their initial forms, did they include percussion or was percussion added to include Maurizio?
Well, I mean, the tunes originally, when they were composed by George, music is all him, were, I think, composed with my voice in mind, definitely. He wrote those with my voice in mind. There were no lyrics back then when this was written. So I would just vocalize the melody for many, many years. And there was a drummer that George had in mind when he wrote the
Eric Hamill.
Right, Eric Hamill. When he wrote the music, it's been 7 years now, I think.
Yeah.
Yes. And originally in the original group, there was a bass player too. So this whole thing, the material really evolved over the years and we've played it out here and there with mainly drummers and percussionists and created a new, almost like a new take, a new version on it for the recording. I wrote the lyrics because there were no lyrics, not even a year ago. And when we started working with Maurizio, we started with standards. And I actually said to George, I said, I think we should have a couple of originals on this album. And we kind of, you know, brainstormed which ones to have. And we just sent it to Maurizio and he did a wonderful, beautiful job with it. You know, we didn't really have to tell him anything. We just sent the material and...
But we've been playing with Bassless Trio for about 5 years.
Right.
With some really, really great drummers. And so, I mean, the Mauricio thing just kind of came through tyranny and the pandemic. You know, it was like, this is just a complete pandemic recording. It's like, and she introduced us to Mauricio, and
Mauricio is in Brazil.
Yeah.
He's not even here. So, you know, the idea was to do everything remotely because we didn't have a choice, right? And some of us had the means and others didn't. And, you know, he was a wonderful choice, and he was available, and he was able to do
great.
It.
He was great. Yeah. Super quick and just,
Just super, great. Super just, professional.
Just great.
Unbelievably
great stuff.
Professional.
And yeah. Super guy. Yeah.
Shiri.
Yes.
On your Facebook page, you have written, "I dove deep into the world of recording and started doing it myself." Why did you decide to do this? And what was your process from beginning to end to bring Into Another Land to life?
So the funny thing was, George has a friend who is now a mutual friend, who is a wonderful musician, Stanley Saxon. And I want to say, again, around 7 years ago, he had a summer workshop for those who wanted to dip their toes in, you know, recording, the whole idea of the engineering behind it. And I kept thinking, well, you know, one day I should do this, you know. And I actually did this summer workshop many, many, many years ago, many moons ago, started playing around with Pro Tools while I was doing the workshop, and then this thing was done and I put it aside and never touched it again until the pandemic hit. And I was sitting at home and we didn't have any gigs, and I wanted to create and I wanted to stay sane, you know? Yeah. So I purchased a little Scarlett at the beginning, and I used my own mic, and I used Pro Tools first, which was free. And I said, okay, I'm going to just do this and see if I even remember anything from 6 years ago. And surprisingly, I did. I remembered a lot from those 2 weeks, and just started kind of playing with it. And then George would come over because he lives really close by and bring his guitar. And I would say, okay, let's just record something just for the sake of recording, listening back, figuring out how I'm putting my voice on top of this. And then bit by bit, it became a lot more serious than I expected. And we, you know, figured out sounds and what we liked and didn't like, and upgraded ourselves and got an Apollo Twin, an audio, a universal audio little, you know, thing that would replace the Scarlett. And Tyranny said to me, there's so much material here. You guys are doing such creative things. You need to start documenting this. It's a waste of time to just sit and, you know. Yep. So I took it pretty seriously, and we started this journey. And we, one thing led to another. At the beginning was really, all I wanted to do, the goal was three songs. If I could get three songs from beginning to end, complete them, that would be enough for me. That was a big goal for me back then, because I was doing it all myself. You know, I was producing him, engineering the whole thing, then really producing myself and engineering myself, sitting in a room by myself, recording and singing at the same time. So, you know, but the beauty is that it was here at home and it was available, and I could do it at any hour of the day, you know, when the kids were not banging on pans and pots. No, I'm joking. They're old now. They don't bang on pots. They're putting pans and pots. But just even if it was at 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, knowing that the house is asleep, but I have my space and I can come downstairs and just do this. And then 3 became 8. Don't ask me how. It just did.
Yeah, but man, that sounds like so much work.
It's funny because there were many hours that were obviously invested in, you know, I invested into this and George invested into this. And I even had the luxury of having Tierney come over here and spend 48 hours with me, like to put the cherry on the top of everything. But I would say one thing. It was such a beautiful and easy journey that I didn't even feel the work. The work was a pleasurable thing for me here, you know, from beginning to end, which I really, really, really enjoyed. We really enjoyed. You know, we keep talking about how easy this process was. You know, it really didn't involve any stress on our part because there was no deadline. We weren't, you know, we didn't have to put this out. It just came out and now it's here.
It really is the beauty of being independent. When back in the old days, when artists worked with record labels, there were deadlines. There was a tight lid over the whole process of a recording that you had to adhere to.
Right. Yes.
Vocalist Tierney Sutton. How did you recruit her as the vocal producer for the release? And what did she do?
Well, the whole thing started with George. When I turned 40, he decided to surprise me and give me a session with her. So he contacted her because, you know,
What a cool guy you are, George.
Unbelievable. So he contacted her. She got back to him and then he texts me out of the blue because I didn't know anything about it. Listen, I arranged a session for you with Tierney Sutton and my jaw dropped and I said, what did you do? it was amazing. So when I met with her, she, you know, immediately gave me some really amazing tips. And then I asked her, would you be willing to kind of work with me? I'm working on some stuff and I would love to get your input on things that are currently, you know, in the making. And she said, yes. And so we kind of been working together for the last couple of years. She's in LA, so it's obviously all online. Unbelievably small world we live in. Then when we started putting material for this album, and she, you know, I would send her some files and would get her feedback on it. And she would say, oh, I love this. Oh, try this instead. How about, you know, some really great input on the vocal part of things. And then she said, I want to produce this. Can I be, you know, can I be part of this and produce this album? And I said, are you kidding me? Yes. You know, So yeah, that's pretty much what that was. She's an unbelievable person, really. I mean, so open and so easy to communicate with. Yes, I did tell her she was here. And it's just, she, to me, hands down, she's the best jazz vocalist out there, you know, that I've been following for many, many, many years.
So what keeps you both performing in Saratoga County, New York? And tell us about the performance scene up there. And I should say to my audience, Saratoga County is south of the capital of New York, Albany.
North of the capital of New York.
Oh, what did I say?
South.
Oh, sorry. I meant north.
You were pointing up with your hands. So there you go. You want to take that one?
No, you got it.
So I'm not a native New Yorker. I was born and raised in Israel, and I lived in many, many different places in my life. Somehow found myself in this area about 11 years ago. So it's been probably the longest I've lived anywhere since my childhood years. And when I first moved to this area, it was tough for me. I moved from Seattle. Seattle has a very vibrant jazz scene. I knew a lot of people. It was pre-children. You know, I didn't have as many commitments. And when I moved, it was hard to find the right people to work with. So it took about a couple of years. And then we were introduced through another musician and started working together. And it's interesting because I really did not think that our area is quite small. I mean, there's a lot of music happening in this little tiny radius of
I saw something 6 years ago that per capita, I think Saratoga Springs came in like top 10 in the United States for places to play.
Yes,
so there's a
live music.
Yeah, there's a ton of places to play, and there's a lot of excellent, excellent musicians up here. And
yes,
it's a great, vibrant. You know, I don't know if, you know, well, no, there's just a lot of everything for the size of it. I mean, it's a town. It's not even. Right. I mean, I know it's a city, but it's more like a big town, and there's so many venues and so many musicians.
Yeah. It draws really, a lot really, of people yeah. in the summer too.
Skidmore,
so we get yeah.
Yes.
Yep. There's
Skidmore College.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, there's the Mostly Modern Festival for a month, which is amazing. It's back and
right.
There's so many things. Right. So many. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great place to be in to be creating. Yeah. That's what I would say. So you know, over the years, we've played a lot of local venues and venues that are within a 100-mile radius of where we are ish, you know? Yeah, I feel like it's time to maybe start taking this to other places, you know, outside our little region.
So Shiri and George, as we come to the close of this interview, I would like to give you the last word. If there's a question I didn't ask you, if there's something you'd like to let our listeners in on.
I really hope that, you know, it's such a fast-paced world we live in, and there is so much going on around us. There's just so much information being thrown at us nonstop. So I feel like it's really hard for everybody, you know, to just stop a second and give your attention to something. And I feel like, and I'm sure I'm not the only musician that feels this way. I think every musician that puts out music feels the same. I just hope that, you know, listeners would take the time to listen and maybe listen more than once, because to us, I think, you know, it's a journey. It's an emotional journey that we're hoping to take other people on with us. That's what I would say.
I mean, I don't know if those are my words.
That's what I would say.
For more information, ShiriZorn.com.
clear day. So why am I the only one traveling this way?
And time for one more.
Thank you.
from drummer and composer Dan Schnell's debut solo record, Shine Through, on Outside in Music. We heard the composition, Thin Skinned. David Binney on alto saxophone, Jeff Babko on piano, Anthony Wilson on guitar, and Alex Bonham on bass. Thank you for tuning in to Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I've been your host, Cheryl Kay. Tune in next Thursday at 10 a.m. for another show. I also host the Jazz Disturbance on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 5th Sunday of each month from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. To contact us about Situation Fluxus, thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com or info@wgxc.org. We appreciate your feedback. Feedback@wgxc.org or leave a 3-minute message at area code 518-291-WGXC. Thank you.